Hola, howdy, hello. So, greetings folks, this is Sarana Narayanamurthy and welcome to the Mind Business Podcast. So, just like every time, today we are back with yet another episode that if you understand and implement it in your life, you can change a lot of things, not just in your relationship, but in your personal, professional and in every aspect of your life. So, today we are going to speak about one major mistake that over 90% of us commit, and we majorly do this in our personal relationships and many times in our professional relationships as well. So, shall we get started on that? Alright, so this is going to be a super quick episode that you can just listen to and you can immediately make it a part of your life. Okay, yes, obviously a little tough at the end to implement it, to get it through your life and make it a part of your system. But once if you try it a little, this will create at least 180% massive transformation in your life. So, let's get started. Many times when we see something is uncomfortable for us or when we see something is hurting us a little, many times we don't speak about it, right? We wait until it's like, chalo, it's okay, let it go. We get through all that phases and we keep waiting until we cannot take it anymore. We come to a phase wherein we're like frustrated, we are really angry, and that little, very little discomfort, the slight inconvenience that you felt is now a puddle of big anger or big frustration that gets piled up and you're not able to take it anymore. And at that time, you tell it to the other person. But this time, instead of coming in as a minor inconvenience, or instead of coming in as a little thing you're uncomfortable with, this becomes this massive thing you hate about your other person. Can either be your spouse, your kids, your parent in some cases, and also your professionals that you're working with. Maybe your boss or your colleagues or anyone. Now, what happens here or why does it happen? So first let's speak about what happens in a normal state. Let's say right now what is exactly happening. So when you first, at first minor inconvenience, let's say if it's in your marriage or if it's in your house or in your personal life, we think, okay, it's okay, maybe I can take it for the other person, or it's a slight inconvenience, let me not make a big deal out of it, it's okay. Or sometimes we say, silly things, should I even make a point about it? Let me just take it, it's okay. And it goes on and we just let it slip away. Even though it kind of bothers us a little, we adjust it or we accommodate it. And sometimes we say, even this is how the other person is, why do I even care enough to bring it up? And ultimately you just keep adding this in. You know how it happens in the human brain? Every time something like this happens, it's like in your brain, let's say you have some space left there, a space where you can actually take things in, accommodate and maybe like balance it out. Let's say if you're very happy in a day and someone is yelling or someone is just bothering or someone makes you a little uncomfortable, what do you think? You're like, okay, just someone is having a bad day. You just ignore it. Or another way, it just becomes nothing like a part of your life. It's just like, okay, it's someone else's, why do I care? You ignore it. But imagine in a day when you're in a particularly bad situation, or when you are not as happy, as cheerful or as excited as you are, and this person comes up with this inconvenience or the same thing happens, you get frustrated and you're like, you majorly fight back, or you come back with them at a complete offensive state. You get back at them, right? Instead of just ignoring them, or instead of just letting them pass by, you get back. And why do you think this happens? Because that day, the amount of patience, the amount of tolerance you have in yourself, you have exhausted that limit. Now, this is just a random scenario with let's say anonymous people. Now, in your personal life, we have this tolerance level with every people we meet. Let's say the spouse, your kids, with everyone. As much as you love them, there's also a certain tolerance level. So what happens is, when all these things add up, at one point you're like, okay, the minor 0.1 things or 0.5 or 1% things, one day it gets accumulated and it becomes 10%. Few days later, 20%. And then 30, and then 40. At one stage, when it crosses 50%, That's when the whole emotion changes and you kind of develop this negative emotion towards the other person. And that time, you are in this threshold where you cannot take it anymore. And then, the communication doesn't come out as pleasurably as it would have come in when, if you had addressed it when it was at one person. So let's say, if I'm facing this issue with my partner, but I'm happy today, I don't have anything major. So how will I tell him? I'll probably be like, babe, you know what? This little thing, it's kind of creating a discomfort. I don't know why, but I'm feeling this way. And I don't know, maybe. I don't know, but I think. Okay, so this starts off as a silent conversation. Maybe you laugh it out. Maybe the other person is like, okay. So this affects you. Okay, let's see. Okay, we'll work it out. And it ends there. But let's say, how does it happen when I take the threshold to 60%? We start the conversation with, well, you know what? Do you know how many times I've taken this on me? Do you know how many times I've adjusted this for you? Do you know how irritated and annoyed I get when you do these little things? And have I ever complained? But look at you now. Even for one small thing, you cannot take it within yourself. Now, did you see how enormous the anger has become? It's not even anger. It's little frustration. Or in some cases, you feel helpless. And all these emotions, it gets piled up somewhere. Because trust me, emotions don't go away. They're not just walking away on its own. They are there and they find their way to come at you or come with you. So, even if you do not storm out, even if you don't give this to other person, at a later point in time, you lose that passion within you. And this might be something that robs you of every other joy that you have in your life. The small 1% things that you do not pay attention to right now. So today, if you're listening to this, trust me, you're not listening to this by any chance or random thing, because you're already spent 7 minutes in. Did you spend your last 7 moments by, let's say, listening to a random clip that would not have had any significance in your life? So if you're listening to this right now, take this as a chance. Somewhere you need to make this change. Somewhere there is something that's there for you. And in many cases, you know this already, right? But why do you think you're not doing this? Maybe you think, you know, if I bring up these little things, you might get upset, or I don't know, maybe you might drift away from me, or I don't know, maybe things might not be as good as it. He might say I'm complaining, he might think this way, she might just think, my kid might not share it with me next time. Okay, 100 other excuses, but trust me, if you cannot communicate it in the right way, communicate it in their love language, in the way that they understand, and then trust them to actually be with you, to trust them to do the right things, then what are you even building? Correct? Because if they don't understand you, if they are not ready to, let's say, make that little space for you, to hold you for who you are, to take complete, not even responsibility, to take complete ownership for how you're feeling. Because if you're telling this to someone, you're obviously telling it to someone, because either you feel responsible for them or they are someone who's responsible for you. You have them in your life, right? Either as a personal relationship or in a professional manner, somewhere you're gonna meet them every day. So you do have this concern to extend this relationship with the other person, to look forward to a future with them. So if you cannot trust them to move forward with you in the right way, to build a future with you in whatever way they are related to you, why do you need to suck it up? Why do you need to adjust it? Why do you need to accommodate it? But this being said, I don't mean to tell you, go pick a fight, tell them about everything that's inconvenient to you and fix it. What I'm saying is, communicate. Tell them how you feel. Because if a person really respects you, I didn't even say love you, I said respects you, okay? If a person really respects you, they would validate your emotion. And when they validate your emotion, they don't need to change everything about them to accommodate for you. I mean, that's not something you can expect out of a person. But they'll be considerate. Either they'll make you understand why they do it, in case if they think it's something that they cannot control. Maybe some people have this personalities in them that they cannot hold in. And they say, okay, see, this is why maybe I'm doing it. And okay, if this is of discomfort to you, I'll maybe change it. Or maybe we'll work things out. So when you have this communication, you don't have it in your mind. So now it's out there, right? You're not overthinking it. You're not let's say, putting things inside a box within your mind, so you are not holding that in. And when you don't hold it, you're free. And when you're free, you love in the most free way that you ever can. The worst form of love is the one that comes after multiple thoughts, or you think twice before you speak to other person. That's the worst form of love, because it controls you, it limits you, it doesn't give you that freedom. And any relationship without a freedom, trust me, it's not going to last forever. So either you need to do something to find that freedom for you in that relationship, or you need to see if the other person is ready to work it out with you. Because if they are not, then you are in grave trouble. So today, as you're listening to this, take this as a chance, go ahead and create that one relationship of yours that you really wanted to do. Because trust me, once you fix this, you're going to see a massive transformation, and maybe you'll even see that passion once again in your life. So with this being said, I would sign up for you here today, and I will definitely look forward to hearing from you on how this thing impacted your life. So with that, signing off for now, Saranya Narayana Murthy. Have a great day.